Hare Krishna. So here, when Krishna spoke from shloka number 6 to 10, 7 to 10 basically. So after hearing that, Arjuna understood that a person who is working with detachment, that person has understood that he is not the body, he is spirit, soul, he is part and parcel of Krishna, he has to work for Krishna, etc., etc. But then Arjuna still has a question that if he is detached from the work, then why is he working? What is the need of working? This is the question that he has posted. And now, Krishna is going to answer in shloka number 11. Let's see that.
Kaena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyairapi yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tyaktatma shuddhaye.
So here we are talking about the yogis, yoginah. So whenever we talk about a yogi, we are talking about Nishkama Karma Yogi, or we are talking about a devotee, a Krishna conscious person. Yoginaha Karma Kurvanti Sangam Tyaktva. He is doing his work, but then he is abandoning the attachment. He is detached. And how is he acting? How is he doing his activities? Karma Kurvanti, how is he acting? He is acting with Kayena. He is acting with his body. Just body? No. More. Manasa, mind. Buddhya, intelligence. Kevalair indriya rapi, also with the senses. He is working with all of that. Body, mind, intelligence and senses. Why is he working? The answer is Atma Shuddhaye, for the purpose of purification. Now what has happened is, from so many lifetimes we have been there in this material world. We have taken birth. And what we have done is, we have used this body and all the senses for what? For sense gratification. And whenever we use any sense for sense gratification, the senses will become contaminated. So currently, all our senses, our mind, our intelligence, everything is actually contaminated. And that is the reason we are suffering in this world very, very badly. So when we are actually doing devotional service, we are doing it for our purification, you know, because everything will get purified. This is the essence of the shloka. So let's see it in detail now. When one acts in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of the senses of Krishna, any action, whether of the body, mind, intelligence or even the senses, is purified of material contamination. This is the essence. So now when the person is practicing Krishna consciousness is so wonderful that it can be done through anything, any of the parts of the body. Yes. So it can be done using the entire body, on the bodily platform, the gross platform. It can be done by using the mind. It can be done by using the intelligence. It can be done by using the senses. And all of them are actually contaminated. So when you're utilizing all this in service of Krishna, what happens is, each and every aspect or each and every part that we utilize in service of Krishna will actually get purified. So it's very important that we refer to Shastra, we take the guidance of Guru and Sadhu and engage all our senses in service of Krishna. Because we are struggling, very, very badly struggling, because we are materially contaminated. So in this way, we understand that firstly, Krishna conscious activities can be done in any ways, which is recommended in Shastra. Like for example, suppose a person is very, very poor. No, he is not able to do anything, you know, for the Lord on the gross platform, basically. So he can just close his eyes and meditate. You know, meditate on the beautiful form of the Lord and offer flowers to the Lord. At least this can be done. Yes. Various senses can be engaged in service of Krishna. We have discussed this, you know, very elaborately even in previous videos. Like eyes can be engaged in seeing the form of the Lord. Nose can be used to smell the flowers which are offered to the Lord. Tongue can be used to vibrate the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to taste Krishna Prasadam. Hands and legs, they can be used for doing various physical services. Mind can be used, you know, to think about Krishna, feel about Krishna, and to will for the services of Krishna. Intelligence can be used to understand Bhagavad Gita. There's so much philosophy is there to understand. So in this way, when we utilize all this in service of Krishna, we get purified. Completely we get purified. And purification is needed. Without purification, we cannot break the cycle of birth and death. Not possible. So here it is said, there are no material reactions resulting from the activities of a Krishna conscious person. He's doing service to Krishna. How will he get any reactions for that? So he's free. Therefore, purified activities, which are generally called sadachar, can be easily performed by acting in Krishna consciousness. So there is no need to go for a seminar on sadachar, you know, how to do activities in a purified way. Just become a devotee, and just by becoming a devotee, when we start serving Krishna, all our activities will be categorized in the category called sadachar. A very nice shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where Rupa Goswami is saying, Iha yasye harer dasye karmana manasagira nikhilaswapi avasthasu jivan muktasa uchate. So now whenever we talk about mukti, liberation, everyone feels that, okay, only when I die I can be mukta, I can be liberated. But the fact is, we can be liberated even when we are living. How? Iha yasye harer dasye karmana manasagira nikhilaswapi avasthasu. So if someone can engage all the senses of the body, use his mind, use his speech, use his intelligence, everything in service of the Lord. If everything is engaged in service of Krishna, such a person can actually be considered as liberated. Why? Because he is doing work and there is no reaction for that work. And he is doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna is involved personally there. So what else is there? Liberation has to be there. The person is actually liberated. So in this way we understand that such a person, obviously such a person when he leaves the body, he'll go back home back to Godhead. But even in the current situation, he'll be untouched by the material aspects of this world. He has no false ego, for he does not believe that he is in this material body or that he possesses the material body. He knows that he is not this body and that this body does not belong to him. So this is very clear. He knows that Krishna is the proprietor, this body belongs to him. So what he does? He himself belongs to Krishna and the body too belongs to Krishna. So he applies everything produced of the body, mind, intelligence, words, life, wealth, etc. Whatever he may have within his possessions to Krishna's service. And when that is done, the person gets completely purified. So why are we doing all these activities to get completely purified? And when we get completely purified, we can actually do loving devotional service to Krishna and Krishna will actually get the pleasure. Finally, we are servants of Krishna. We have to give pleasure to Krishna. And this can easily happen. In Shikshastaka, the verse number 1, it says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So when we chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So what is happening? So at that time, our heart, which is fully contaminated, gets cleansed. Cheto, darpana, marjanam. Marjanam is happening, cleansing is happening. So every day when we are moving our beads and chanting the Mahamantra, every bead that we are moving and every Mahamantra that we are chanting on every bead, what is happening? Slowly and steadily cleansing is happening. Cleansing of our heart is happening. So this confidence we should have that the process that I have taken up is a bona fide process which will help me to get purified completely. And in that purified state, when I offer service to Krishna, Krishna will get pleasure. And that will be success of my life. And when Krishna is pleased, I being part and parcel of Krishna, I will be happy, I will be satisfied. This is the key to satisfaction that everyone is searching for. So in this way, Krishna has described that why one should work for purpose of purification. Now, going forward, in next verse, Krishna is going to describe about the difference between a person who is attached and a person who is detached. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.